is Ken Paulson with Americana Music News, and we are in the middle of the Bonnaroo Music Festival, and I'm talking to Michael and Tanya Trotter, who go by a much more colorful name, Warren Treaty. So when you're huge, like huge artists and huge stars, you'll never have to explain the name again. But you're not quite there yet. Will somebody tell me the story?
Well, the name is the Warren Treaty, and we've gone through several names as a band. And one day we were having an argument. And right in the middle of the argument, I was like, look, Michael, this is not a war. You know, we just need to make this a treaty and find a name for this band and be done with it. And Michael was like, right in the middle of it, that's it. That's the name of the band, the Warren Treaty. And that's how the name came about.
Fantastic. Now, both of you, I have to tell you, I first became aware of your name when there was buzz around the Americana Music Festival. And you guys had a last minute, you just had to jump on stage, essentially, because Buddy Miller was ill. And then Buddy Miller shows up to play with you. What's your ties to Buddy?
He's an awesome human being. He's like our godfather, pretty much. He was introduced to us by another amazing human being, legendary Don Was. So from that introduction, Buddy has just taken us under his wing. He's also the producer of our brand new album coming out August 10th, entitled Healing Time. And other than that, you know, we're still trying to convince him to adopt us, but there it is.
Well, you guys were also at the Folk Alliance this past year in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, after the buzz in Americana Music Festival, I came to see you. I could not get in the room. The place was packed, and it had to be a great experience for you.
Definitely a great experience. This whole journey from Americana Fest to even being here right now at Bonnaroo is just mind-blowing and very humbling, and we just enjoy being able to transition and transform, you know, ourselves on stage and have the crowd do that with us. You know, it's been great.
Now, before you were a couple, and certainly before you were a professional duo, you both wrote individually and performed. How did you meld your styles?
It's just easy being able to stand alongside somebody as beautiful and talented as my wife. And we pretty much just took what we were doing in our everyday life and put music to it. And that's really the best answer I could possibly give. Aside from her putting up with me, it's just a great, great mesh.
So those who have not heard your music, and first of all, you haven't, well, I guess you've heard your music because it's coming in August, but it's the first time anyone will hear any of your extended work. Is there a difference between you guys on record and you guys in concert?
Yes and no. I would say the difference is the energy we receive from the audience. You know, we get energy from the audience, so it pumps us up, but we try to deliver the same on record. But there's nothing like performing in front of a live audience.
I would say it is slightly different because Ty and I both have that adrenaline rushing up. Mm-hmm. So I guess to be able to see us is the major difference. You know, you never know what you're going to get from Tanya rolling around on the stage like a crazy woman to me trying to act like I know how to dance, you know. And the message becomes clear when you come and see us, that it's all about inclusion and unity, unifying the greatest race on earth, the human race. And that's what we're about, nothing more, nothing less.
So what would you say to somebody, aside from the visual, the very vivid picture you've just painted for us of your performance, what does Warren Treaty sound like?
Wow.
your soul sounds like your soul. We would hope so, that your soul is as charged up as ours is, as charged and powerful as our voices. And if you need something to direct reference, I like to say that the music is reflective of, if you take Ray Charles and Ike and Tina and mix some Johnny Cash, June Carter in there, and throw some Aretha Franklin and Mahalia Jackson in there, throw all the good stuff in there, and then interject yourself, then you got the Warren Treaty.
That sounds great. I have just one last question for you. There are all these wonderful bands here, and everywhere else you've gone to tour, there are wonderful bands, and all of them hope for a phenomenal reaction from the audience. And sometimes that happens, and sometimes it doesn't. First time you got up, you probably had no idea how people would react. Mm-hmm. When did you first have a sense that something actually special was going on here?
Wow. I don't know.
You feel it.
You just just you feel
do.
It, yeah.
You feel it.
Yeah.
From the moment you step on the grounds, you feel what kind of work you have to do and what kind of work has been done, what kind of work should happen. And then you go up on a stage and there's pretty much 3 seconds. 3 seconds between your first note and between that first sight line that you see with that audience member. And then you realize it's magical, or you realize, all right, we got to go to work tonight, and there it is.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So the new album, again, the name and release date?
Yes, it's called The Healing Tide. Healing Tide, actually, and it's going to be released on August 10th, and the single is actually available now on Spotify and just everywhere.
Single is Healing Tide.
Yeah, Healing Tide, yeah.
We look forward to it. Thank you, Warren Tree. A real pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks for this.
Thank you so much.
1, 2, 3, and... Our thanks to the War and Treaty. As you can tell from their name, bands continue to be creative in labeling themselves. And there's a trio out of Madison, Wisconsin called Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. They're our guests today on First Person.
Hi, we are Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets from Madison, Wisconsin. My name is Jen Farley, and I'm sitting here with my amazing bandmates, Beth Killey and Shondell Marks.
We are happy to talk with you about our latest album release entitled Lean, and specifically about one track on the album that goes by the name of Shine. And I co-wrote it with some fellow songwriters at a writer's retreat in a beautiful cabin outside of Nashville with a girl from Amsterdam and a guy from Montana. And the premise of this song is all about those parts of ourselves that may not always be desirable, or that we have been told that's the flaws in us, that's what's wrong with us. But instead of fixing them or thinking of them as flaws, we can think of them as what makes us who we are. And sometimes those flaws can help us shine. And my bandmates here added their beautiful colors and harmonies and personalities to it. And Beth, do you want to talk a little bit more about the rest of the album?
Yeah, well, I think that track is one that really kind of summarizes a lot of the vibe of the album. It has an empowering message. It's got a lot of truth in it, and I think that comes across in a lot of the songs that we write, where it's just about exploring the human experience. And I think people will find that throughout the record, that you know, we're not afraid to talk about the ugly stuff, and we also like to sing together. And so it's about blending our voices. And in that track, you'll hear you know, Shawnee's taking the lead parts in the verses, and I get to sing more of the lead parts in the chorus, but then Jen weaves in her vocals throughout the rest of it. And it's kind of got our trademark harmonizing going on throughout the whole thing. And then the end has all these different voices kind of playing together. So you know, conceptually, I think it captures a lot of what we're about. And sonically, it captures a lot of what Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets is all about as well.
And it's been pretty great to be able to finally get our music out on an album that we can share with not only our local community, but also to the global community as well. This has been an album that's been a long time coming. We've been playing out in Wisconsin for about 4 years now. So to be able to finally take some of these songs that we've been playing in our sets and finally recording them and having them out and available in different ways has been really enriching and really amazing to be able to share our music and who we are with everyone else. We're also motivated to become motivational speakers. In fact, we have found that there is a niche for us to speak some of these truths that we sing about and share our stories and our music and information with a larger audience. So while we have this great album that we're so proud of, we're also really working hard at trying to expand who we are as a band and who we are as sisters and who we are as a team. So we're really excited for all the things to come.
Shine. shadow shine. Darkness became my strength. Shadow is now a friend. Because of this I am what I am. They wanted to take away my darkness. Take away my darkness. They wanted to take away my darkness. They wanted to take away my darkness. Ooh, yeah. Wanted to take away my darkness.
But I learned to make it high.
They wanted to take away my darkness.
Oh, I learned to make it shine.
Americana Music News is a podcast produced by Sprinter Media, music by Dave Paulson, and you can reach us at amneditor@gmail.com.